Joe Rogan suggests Trump is creating chaos to distract from Epstein files. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 23, 2026. Comedian and podcast King Joe Rogan suggested that President Donald Trump is creating chaos in America to distract the public from the Jeffrey Epstein files. I recorded my special on the 25th of October, and I have a bunch of Epstein jokes in there, comedian Ehsan Ahmad told Rogan during Thursday's episode of the Joe Rogan Experience podcast. In the meantime, they said they would release the files, and I was like, oh no, but they still haven't released them. And I was like, oh, thank God, the jokes still hold, Ahmad added. To which Rogan replied, well, it's gonna go on for a long time, I suspect. Rogan went on to say, they said they released them, but what did they release? Adding, the whole thing's weird. They haven't released anything in a minute. Ahmad said, adding, it feels like everything has been drowned out by everything else that's been going on with, like, Somalians and the ICE shooting. It feels like that's completely drowned out anything about it, the Epstein files. Watch below. Rogan then chimed in, whispering into his microphone. I think some of that's on purpose, bizarrely suggesting that President Trump is creating chaos to distract people from the Epstein files. The podcaster's insinuation, however, is bizarre, given that the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, which has operated since early 2003, is not actually doing anything out of the ordinary, as ICE raids are not a new phenomenon. Moreover, as someone who has been a podcast host for more than 16 years, Rogan should be aware that news cycles that capture the public's attention have a tendency to abruptly change. Notably, the Trump administration's high-profile capture of Venezuela's socialist dictator Nicolas Maduro also quickly faded from public attention following the fatal shooting of 37-year-old ICE agitator Rene Good in Minneapolis, Minnesota, earlier this month. Meanwhile, Democrat lawmakers have been stoking the flames, riling people up under the Trump administration and causing them to believe they are resisting some sort of fascist regime by impeding law enforcement. As Breitbart News reported, Democrat-run Minnesota is not only allowing far-left rioters to attack federal law enforcement officers and ICE, but elected officials like Governor Tim Walz, D, and Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, openly encourage the attacks through fear-mongering rhetoric. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.